Dwight Eisenhower once said in 1951, "The sources, scourges of poverty, disease, and ignorance will be made to disappear from the earth, and that in the goodness of time, all people will come to love Dungenetics." Lord Albert Shaw, Kazaa, and Mark Ezio Torre appear to have saved Gloom Meadow from an evil necromancer. But what does that matter? The entire world is filled with brain-eating zombies, currently being attacked by a giant sewer-eating slime creature. They are making their way to the keep of Astroport. But will they be able to keep it? Please listen in and question them at every single turn. Have a great time, gentlemen.
What is my AC? Ah, you hit.
I hit.
So 1d6 plus 3.
Excellent.
I have to do this 3 times? 2?
No.
No? So you did 5 points of damage?
Yes.
But you slowed it.
I slowed it.
You may want to pick the elf up and run like fucking hell, because I don't know how we deal
with it. Hutzel got out. I slowed it down.
All right, it's your turn, Enzio.
Are we running?
I kind of think we need to. I don't know how we would fight this
thing. Is it in front of us?
No, it's behind us.
It's behind us.
Let's run.
Run.
Let's get the fuck
out. I grab the elf and we fucking...
Yeah. All
right, roll dexterity save.
5. 9. No, 5 plus 8.
No.
Oh, dexterity. 4. 9. Yes. I get goop on me.
Yes, you do.
You got gooped. We tried to run! You gooped.
You take 4 points of damage.
Man. I'm at 33.
All right, you're next, Albert.
Well, we're running, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta do your dexterity stuff, dude.
Oh, shit.
Mark got gooped.
You got gooped.
6, 7, 8.
You take 4 points of damage.
Frick. I'm at 29.
Come on.
You want to go in the sewers. This is what you guys do.
Yeah, I know. 14?
All right, it falls from the ceiling, but you just dodge it.
Yes!
The wizard is the most amazing.
You go to grab the elf, and he's dead.
Oh.
Aiden, he was only with us for such a short time.
We only knew him for such a short time.
I didn't even get to really know his name.
But he was gay, supposedly.
All right, well, now the cube only has a speed of 5 because of your slowing. You have a speed of 30, so you're outpacing it by 6. So you will get away.
Yeah.
However, the acid on both of you is not going away.
Freeze it, Brian. Freeze it.
Well, how do we deal with that?
Freeze it.
I think I already tried freezing it.
It's no.
Yeah, Ray of Frost. So when he slowed it down, I can slow it down.
No, no. You have the big cube of ooze following behind you, which the dwarves basically put here as disposal systems in the sewer. They go around and eat everything that gets deposited in here.
Why don't we throw the dead body at it?
Tommyknockers.
But
we left the body behind.
The other stuff is just a green acidic slime that was on the roof that falls on people.
Okay.
It's like fucking mutant ooze melting through you.
Secret of the ooze.
So you didn't use the Ray of Frost on it.
Okay.
Freeze it, Brian. Freeze it all.
Freeze the whole sewer?
So what are you going to do on your turn? You're running, but are you going to do anything about the shit?
I'm going to do I don't have anything. I could do a doubling dodge.
It's on you. What are you going to try to do?
Try to scrape it off.
All right. Roll to hit yourself.
With a dagger?
Roll to hit yourself.
So you scrape it off yourself.
With a dagger, though, so I don't have to use my hand. Because it's not one of my hand.
Why can't you use your hand?
All right. This one?
But can I freeze it?
11.
All right. You hit it. Now roll your damage. You can't sneak attack it, but...
Which one's that one?
Sneak attack it.
Isn't this the acid on us?
Which is that? And he's using his dagger to scrape it off of
Which
him.
One?
1d4.
Two.
All right, you did 6 damage to it. You got about half of it off of you. Yes. However, you also took 5 points of damage.
You wanted to go in the sewers, you geniuses.
Yeah.
Albert, what are you going to do?
Could just dealt with the freaking dead... Could just lop their heads off in 2 seconds.
This encounter is actually lower experience than the one above. It's an easier encounter.
But how?
It's like a group.
Would my survival knowledge tell me how to deal with this, or...
He seemed like he was able to scrape off a good portion of it.
All right, then I guess I'm doing that.
Whack it off.
So you take your greatsword and you're like scraping.
Well,
yourself.
Don't I have a dagger too?
Yeah, you have a dagger.
All right.
All right, roll. You still hit it.
All right. So what do I roll?
Roll 1d4 plus 4.
1d4 plus 4. I'm gonna use 3. My ray of frost.
9. You get all of it off. However, you take 4 points of more damage.
That's not bad.
All right, Kazaa.
I'm gonna shoot a ray of frost at it. All
right,
it.
Roll a d6.
Right there.
Oh. 4.
All right, Mark takes an extra 3 points of damage, so it freezes and falls off the rest of it.
Wait, so I froze it?
Yep, and it just falls off.
I was thinking he should have froze the whole place, but that was just me.
Yeah, he doesn't have that kind of power. All right, you guys...
I think it would just go.
I'm the worst wizard ever.
You guys...
I'm new.
You guys clear through that. You run. Eventually, the ooze gets back up to its full speed, but like I said, it only moves 15 feet. Compared to 30, 30, and 25, so it's not going to catch up to you.
Secret of the ooze.
And you make it to the grate where you think it's going to go up to your sister's place. I don't know if you guys want to use his healing kit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heal both of us.
I got to heal both of them.
So you guys can roll up to your hit dice.
4. The count clip and...
Yeah, we'll roll again.
7.
So you getting 7. So you're up to 17.
I have 4 d10, so I will roll 2 of them.
Alright. 4.
4.
I heal you.
7.
Alright, you guys heal up, and you're ready to go upstairs?
Yes. Who wants to go first? Mark.
You have the most centered, you have the most stuff.
But you should go first.
I'll go first. I'll go
I have
first.
17.
I can go, actually, do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go.
Hutzel has his 36.
I'm more durable.
All right, you guys move over the grate, and expert planning by Mark, you have led to the apartment buildings where your sisters live.
You get inside,
see that there's only one or two shambling figures on the street right now. They haven't noticed you.
Can I sneak into the house?
All right. You guys following?
Yeah.
Can I do a spot check first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do a spot check
every round, check. No matter what.
It's like when you play Halo.
Yeah.
He has to go.
Can I go wander? Can I wander for 20 minutes?
So 14. No, I don't have any weapons.
All right, you spot. There's a total. There's the two that you see. You also see a 3 additional, like scavenging through roughage, but they
roughage.
Don't. They don't seem to be paying attention. Mm-hmm. Even walking normally, they're not really paying All right. attention to you.
So let's just go in the house, but be quiet about it.
Mm-hmm. So you guys go into, you go to their apartment.
I kick the door open.
You kick the door?
I'm not gonna knock.
You sneakily kick the door open.
What?
Roll a strength check.
I'm not gonna knock. What's that? Makes no sense.
Well, you pick the lock on the door, man. You're a thief.
All right, I'll pick the lock then.
All right, roll.
8.
All right, it was a common lock, so you get it undone. You open it. You see that there's a lot of... materials missing, but it does look like they left in a haste. You see that like the clothes is pulled out, and you notice on their like work desk there's a letter.
I shall read the letter.
It's addressed to Mark or cool. Enzio.
It's not All right. Fair.
You guys, you find the letter. It's addressed to you. It basically talks about how they miss you because they still think you're dead.
Why would they write a letter then if they think we're dead? When they think I'm gonna get it?
They were gonna visit and leave it at the grave.
Well, that's sentimental.
There are also a box underneath the letter.
their head in the box?
Kind of like almost like a rectangular box. It's like that high, like an inch and a half, and
I'm
it's about 6 inches
I'm
long.
I'm getting a machete or something. I open up the box.
There's a replacement blade.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was a gift from your parents that they had left you, but they never got to give it to you.
Is it a replacement blade or a new blade? So I have two.
You can, but you still don't get an extra attack.
Dang, come on!
But it is... You see that there's, like, etchings on it. It's in Elven. I don't know if any of you can speak that.
Well, I have...
You get an extra language.
What yeah, but it? I have local lore now. Diplomacy.
Arcane knowledge, you might be able to...
You do have detect magic.
Yeah, you could detect magic on it.
Yeah, we'll detect magic on it. Do I need to roll for this?
No, you use your magic. It is magical.
Huh? I'm magical now.
You're Magic Mark.
I'm Magic Mark.
You're Magic Mike.
Magic Mark.
So instead of a dagger, I have a magic dagger?
Yes, it has a plus one to hit, plus one to damage, and it has another effect.
Ooh, another effect?
To discover.
All right. Does it have grapple? Mm. If I, like, slide across things?
A grapple dagger?
No, it's...
I have that in Assassin's Creed. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, but this is not Assassin's Creed.
No. But it's freaking awesome, though.
Okay. And they live with you. It appears like they did pack and leave somewhere. So there's no sign of a struggle in here, so you don't think anything bad happened.
We should go to the roof and scope this out. See what the deal is.
Should you go on the roof and we could stay in the room?
Well, how am I going to scream down to you?
Yeah, that just draws on me.
Use your brains, would you? You're the freaking wizard.
Sorry,
just
I
just throw your spell.
You're the worst
him,
wizard. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You're the worst wizard ever.
All right, you guys creep to the roof. As you're up there, spying around, you notice three figures that are wearing blue robes. They're kind of like crouching and running around. You see them kill two zombies that are looking over stuff. They head into a doorway, come out with a few boxes of what seems like supplies, and they start heading along the road.
On the road or on the roof?
Well, no, you're on the rooftop. Yeah. You're looking down. They're on the road.
I say we follow them.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay in the room.
He's going to parkour.
Parkour on the roof.
The zombies are on the roof.
All right. You guys follow them?
Yeah.
You follow them. They go down the street a little way.
They should have crossbow right in front of them.
Let's find out what they're doing.
And you see that they're approaching a barricaded building about a street over. And they unhinge the door and bring the boxes inside.
What do you guys think you should do? Knock on the door?
No. Knock on it.
They could be survivors. Maybe they're not bad.
That's true. I mean, they weren't watching the zombies.
No, they were crouching. They were definitely trying to avoid detection. They killed two zombies.
Oh, so they're probably... I mean, we could get some money.
We should arrow at the door with a note on it.
Medicine!
You can if you want.
I'm gonna go up and knock.
All right, you knock.
Finesse. Call about the finesse.
You see, like, some eyes in, like, the boarded-up windows. They're kind of, like, looking outward. And they're like... Who is it?
It's the Three Stooges.
We are the heroes of Gloomtown.
Gloomtown?
Name of the place. Gloom Meadow.
They're like,
I'm Larry Curly Moe.
Gloom Meadow. What the hell happened to Gloom Meadow?
The same thing that's happening here now.
And we defeated it.
We did.
You hear some, like, 2x4 that's been put behind the door lifted. The door opens and you see three guys dressed as... the guardsmen, they have the crest of Astroport.
See?
And one of them stands forward. It's like, this is Lieutenant Anthony Kingsley.
Your brother?
My brother?
He looks over and he's like, wah. He's like,
with the twist.
Kazaa?
I thought he died a year ago.
No.
I'm
alive.
No.
And back.
They're like, all right, quick, come inside.
Well, duh, I'm not going to wait out here in the street, you idiot. It is your brother.
They come inside, and they close the door and put the bar across the door again. You see a bunch of, like, it's like a warehouse that was storing, it looks like whaling equipment. But you see huddled around, there's probably about 3 dozen people in here.
Wow.
You have a harpoon?
Are these the people who whale?
They're just people. You see that your brother has about 8 people that are dressed as guards. He's like, I gathered as much as I could on my patrol, and we gathered up here when
have you seen my sisters?
What can you tell us about what happened?
Shush. Have you seen my sisters?
I think one of your sisters was here.
Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
I'm not sure. She might have went to the keep. Should ask around. Someone else might know.
I'm going to go ask around.
All right. Roll a charisma check.
Charisma?
You have a +0.
8. You talk around. You don't really find that much information.
I don't have any charisma.
You do notice that one person's kind of like, seems a little off.
I have charisma, Mark.
How much
check
you got?
Check them out, Hutzel.
You have 13?
No,
I get a +1, though.
Yeah. All right, roll.
I asked him if he knows anything about Mark's sisters. About Enzio's sisters.
Enzio.
12.
You notice that they were definitely here. You know, the eldest one ended up going to the keep. The other one seemed to be dodging you about the younger one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
All right, can I ask one of the guards, like, do they know, like...
where this came from?
Yeah, what happened, basically? Bring me up to speed on the situation.
We received refugees.
Here's up to speed there, Tim.
And we took them into the town, and we were trying to figure out what happened. And then there was a riot, and everything fell apart. And after the riot, the Duke of Astroport declared independence from the Kingdom of North and has declared Astroport the free kingdom. But I think he's gone a little better.
Yeah.
He's still in the keep.
We found Gavin.
See, we offered to go up to the keep.
Yeah, we gotta go to the keep.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
How many harpoons do we have, I suppose?
Probably a few crates. Probably, maybe 8 or 9 dozen.
4 of your best men. On each corner of the roof to guard this place with harpoons.
Alright, are you guys all gathering harpoons?
Yes.
Alright, all of you roll wisdom checks.
I have a big whopping 0.
13. -1.
12.
Wait, right? That one?
You have a +2, Brent.
Actually, I have a 12.
4.
Do we stab ourselves with the harpoon?
Brian trips and falls to the harpoon.
Alright,
4.
I have a 12.
As you guys are gathering it from the crates, you notice there's a closed door in the back of the warehouse where you'd assume like the manager of the establishment worked.
Oh boy.
And they seem that there's a little dried blood leading on underneath the door.
Oh boy. Sophia moment happening. I can sense it.
So, should I inquire?
John's got that smile on his face.
Should I inquire
like I
to
know
the guards
what's going on?
What they know about it?
What's in there? Just say it.
Do you guys know what's in there?
Nothing.
Have you actually been inside?
It's nothing you have to worry about.
Can we look?
We're opening that door. You guys get out of the way.
Well, before...
we're opening the door.
Before we open the door, can I do like a listen check?
Do a spot check, Hutzel.
You don't hear anything behind the door.
We're opening the door.
All right, let's open the door.
All right, you push through. You open the door, and you notice there's maybe like 8 or 9 bodies that have been skinned, and all the meat's been cut off of them.
What?
They're cannibals.
The fuck?
And one of them is your sister.
They're fine young cannibals.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, one of them is Mariah.
Whoa!
These fuckers gonna die now, motherfucker. Crossbow. Rapid crossbow to all these bitches.
So they ate them?
Your brother's like, we didn't have any supplies. All we had is harpoons and things. We needed something to survive the last few days.
Fuck your brother. I'm fucking them up.
Wait, so they ate?
They ate And one of the guards is like, those that couldn't protect the group had to protect us one way or another.
Sneak attack, I gack his brother in the neck.
Oh my god. God.
Yeah, but they did what they had to do to survive.
I'm rolling.
All right, roll initiative.
All right.
20.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, Anthony.
Roll.
Oh, fuck, I didn't want to get into a fight with these guys.
Yeah, they could be helpful. They can skin more people.
They ate my sister. This bitch is gonna die.
Three.
I got a five.
Oh, you got a five.
He's just like confused. Roll? He doesn't know what's going on.
Every once in a while,
on the other hand, I'm ripped.
Four.
Ezio, Mark, Tori loses his shit.
One, five. All right, roll.
It's just the truth.
I rolled a 20.
And well,
you're going first. Roll the hit.
Yeah, just listen.
You have advantage since no one's acting.
20.
Oh my god, Mark is mad.
You found the additional bonus of your dagger. It is an especially sharp, it's called a keen dagger. So you roll. Now you roll, you do maximum damage. You use your sneak attack?
Yes.
So that is 12 plus 9, 21 plus 5d6.
My god.
I gotta roll 5 of these?
Yeah.
The guy just turns
the other
dust.
One over
he
there.
Goes poof. Which one?
That one. Bitch is gonna die. 3. 18.
18, that is 39 points of damage. So you just like fucking throw that. It goes right through Anthony's eye and comes right out the back. And he's just hanging from your blade, lifeless. Oh,
fuck you, motherfucker.
I didn't do
the
it.
The other guards are kind of like, they reach for their blades. And then you hear someone scream at the other end. And they're like, who opened the door? And you hear the moaning of the
zombies.
But we have the guards to help us. Not anymore!
I just killed
them all.
Let's kill their leader, you damn idiot.
No, but they haven't attacked us. And if we can somehow persuade them to join us and that Andrew was a crazy pick.
One for one. Eye for an eye.
We're gonna go rogue. No, I mean
your brother ate my sister.
Right, so he deserves to die. But I think
my baby sister.
Can we? Never
like
baby.
Well, she's always it's like your Nick's your baby brother. He's always your baby brother.
He's your baby idiot.
Yeah, he's
that's true.
He's not really baby idiot.
That's how they. That's still how it's called.
So then, do we have to make another initiative roll for the zombies that are now sweeping into the room?
Some of the guards look at you. They look around. Like I said, there's a lot of like columns of crates in this place. So there's a lot of choke points, and everyone's divided up. You notice over the pile of dead are three ghosts hovering there.
Three ghosts?
One of them is of your sister. They look very angry.
Makes no sense.
What?
Now you're gonna regret it. Now she's gonna come and attack you.
No, she's not angry at that. She's just angry that someone ate her.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be angry at somebody ate you?
Well, who's the other two people?
Alright, four of the guards just run away in fear. Hustle, make a wisdom check.
Wisdom? I don't have wisdom. Are we?
I got two.
11.
11.
God damn it.
Alright, you pass. You make one.
I get one too?
Yep.
15!
You pass.
And a plus two.
And two!
17.
Alright, you pass. There is four guards with their hands on their hilts standing in front of you. They look confused on what to do.
We should tell it, say,
this can wait till later. Let's deal with the zombies.
Yeah.
All right. That's they nod. They draw their blades and turn. What do you do?
We gotta close that door.
Yeah, we need to fight our way to the door to
fortify
get it closed
the door.
Again.
All right. You start heading towards there. You come around the corner of a box and you see two zombies in front of you.
Attack the closest one.
All right.
Oh, come on. 9?
You cannot roll.
You missed.
You cannot roll. Today.
All right.
Can I do a thunder? If I did a thunder wave, I can knock multiple of these guys on their ass.
Yeah, they're all dispersed throughout the thing, but who are you thunder waving?
Yeah.
But we're just going to the zombies. Not right?
Yeah, for okay. Right now, we're just fighting the zombies. We'll figure out what to do with the knights afterwards.
Yeah, because they're with us right now. I think if we can prove to them we're on the same team, they're not going to... I don't know. You know,
stick with your magic missile for right now until we know the situation. Right now, there's just two zombies in front of us. There could be more.
But if I thunder wave, can I thunder wave this too?
No, basically, you're in the thing. You went around the corner where these two are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're fighting your two zombies. There's other ways around that cart. There's like just aisles of crates. It's like a warehouse.
Okay.
He went around one side. There's two zombies in front of him. You can go another way, or you can back him up.
Do you need me to back you up, or I'm going to go another way?
Back me up.
All right, I'll back Hutzle up.
All right, you run around behind Hutzle.
Can I do a thunder wave towards him?
Yeah, you can do a thunder wave. Two.
One more time, right?
Yep.
Four.
Six.
All right, you damaged the two zombies in front of him, but really? They're not dead.
Do they get knocked back or anything? Or
no, they both pass their save.
Okay.
The four guards go around the corner. The other corner opposite of you guys, trying to get through, try to save some people, I guess. Both zombies missed Hutzle. So now we're back to the top, Enzio.
Jump down! Two daggers!
Can I sprint? I don't have two daggers, I only got one.
Well, only one that he can use. He's got two, but
yeah,
only
you
one
have
equipped.
Two.
Yeah. Can I spring attack?
And then roll the hit.
What if you parkour, do a slow motion kick to one face?
This like, isn't Crouching Tiger,
and
then Dragon
just drag the thing in the other head.
Uh-oh. Dang it.
No.
Mark trips over a crate.
You make it over the crate. You land, basically there's a rope. They're on the bottom, the two of them. You go over the crate, come down, and the zombie moves out of the way. It doesn't immediately attack you,
to the
but
side.
It rips the two fingers off of one of the villagers trying to escape him.
Did someone videotape that? We can put it on YouTube.
One of the ghosts floats up and follows Mark over the crate.
Oh, we gotta kick these guys' ass.
Roll a constitution save, Mark.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're taking forever.
The ghost is trying to possess you.
Your will is strong.
16.
Alright, you don't feel any different. You two make wisdom saves.
God damn it. I have a zero.
12. Right, I got a plus 2. 3. It tripped over the pencil.
Alright, you're frightened of that ghost. The other ghost went right behind you, so that means every turn you have to move your full movement away from him.
Okay. Fair enough, I'll just go after zombies.
Oh, I need to kill these fucking zombies.
You see him running up. He's like,
goddamn panty wearing wizard.
Mark killed my brother.
Mark killed my brother. He was a lunatic. He was
nice.
The governor.
19 plus 8, dude.
But why would they eat people? That's, you know, I'm sure they had
supplies, man.
And so, you know what, though? They had other ways.
I roll a 1.
They didn't have to eat your system. It would have been better if it was Nick, my younger brother.
No, Nick will show.
Oh, God.
So 3 plus 4.
You kill one.
Can I cleave into the next one?
All right, you burn a die and attack again. All
right.
Yeah, roll the 1d20.
8 plus 4.
You hit. Zombies right. Have 8 armor class.
So do I roll d12 again?
All right, you basically, the ones he wounded from his wave of shock, you just slice through both of them.
Nice job, Hutzy.
Good job.
Now it's your turn. You have to run away.
So I'm running away, but can I go run towards another zombie and it needs to be killing?
Yeah, you can go the other way around.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way around. So
now that the zombies are both dead, you could continue this way.
Yeah, I'm going to go forward.
He's going to flee from the ghost.
You can go straight towards
the door. Yeah, I'm going
to
go straight to the door.
All right, you get to the door, and there's another two zombies in front of you. Or try to unlock it.
It's my time to do that right now. I'd rather kill them.
Alright, roll a d20.
Oh, yeah, let's swing it. 17.
Oh, you definitely hit. Roll 1d8 plus 1.
God damn it. What?
All right, now the two zombies in front of you attack. Ooh, one of them hit you.
Finally.
For 6 points of damage.
That's the first time I've been hit the whole game.
Back like a baby.
The chicken wizard.
Two zombies go to attack Mark. One of them does 4 damage to Enzio. So you hear one or two villagers die in a bloody ripping. And then it goes to Enzio.
Dude, we need to get that door closed.
I crossbow the two zombies in the doorway.
You can, however, you have two zombies literally on top of you.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
They can be like, well, you're fending them off, or you can...
Or zombies, no.
You can use your spring attack again and attack one and flip away from the other one.
Good idea. What if I use parry? 16.
You hit. You can roll 2d6.
3. 2, 5.
All right, you wounded that one, and you dash away back into the aisle. And now it is... All right, one of the ghosts tries to put his hand inside of your chest.
Oh, my God.
And now it is...
Why is a ghost trying to, like... Give me the hug of death.
Maybe to pull out your heart, show it to you.
Well, Mark, you knew Albert's these people. Reason with them.
So you have in the aisle to your left, you have Mark fighting the two zombies. You just flipped away from him.
Head for the door. I can handle these guys.
At the door, he's got that. And you have a ghost that's trying to reach inside your chest and chill your heart until it stops. So it's up to you.
Can I spring attack towards the door? You know,
you can attack the ghost and flip away from him. Gonna leap away from him.
In the direction of the door?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, swing. Alright, you hit. You can roll up to 2d6.
11. Wow.
Alright, you substantially, you wing your sword through it, and it seems to like disrupt, kind of like it's like a mist.
Well, do I get +4 to damage? So I did 11, 12, 13, 15.
Yep. It disrupts it.
And I'm closer to the door now?
And you get towards the door.
Am I close enough to bar it?
Or does no, you have to get through the two zombies.
Oh, God damn it.
Kazab? Yep.
Shit. I'm still up against my two zombies, right?
Yep.
Do you have another Thunder Wave? You have two of them, right?
No, I already used my Thunder Wave, and I used my two Acid. I could use the Black Staff again, and if I can actually roll something high, I could...
You could use the mirror image to distract them so you can get away.
Why?
Yeah, but they're in front of the door. I gotta get to that door.
Alright.
I'm gonna do my big Black Staff.
You hear whispering from within the staff.
Uh-oh.
But the thing is... If I take a chance and see what's in that sword.
What's in the sword?
Yeah. I can unlock the staff.
Oh, it's in the staff?
Magic.
You can hear whispering. The whispering of the power within the staff.
Alright, I'm gonna roll to see what the hell it is.
Alright, roll a charisma check.
Charisma check?
Yes.
I have plus.
You have -1? Roll high, Brian! Roll high!
8, 7.
You hear it, the staff is talking back to you, and it's like, I promise you power, but you must become my servant.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. He's going to make it a bad guy.
I don't know if I can do this.
All right, maybe you should go back to the normal course.
Can I attack with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be like the Shining. Brian's going to be like, here's Johnny.
17.
All right, roll 1d8 plus 1.
Right there. Right there.
Okay.
5!
6. Alright, you killed that one. You hit him again, crush its skull.
Nice.
Now after Kazaa goes, the zombie. One of the zombie runs towards Mark. Well, both of them run towards Mark. And you're in the other aisle, and there's two zombies are between you and them in the door. You notice two more zombies coming from behind you. So now you're surrounded by zombies. One of them attacks and misses. One of them attacks. Kazaa misses.
Yes.
And now it's Enzio. You are now surrounded by four zombies.
Oh my god. Run away.
Magic dagger time.
All right. Roll it.
We gotta help Mark.
Eight.
You hit.
I gotta get the door closed. Otherwise,
the wounded one?
You have a ghost trap. Alright, you killed it.
I just dissipated it.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, you didn't completely dissipate it.
I thought you just hit him.
Disrupted it.
He's still there.
Yeah. Alright, you do. He just dropped one of the zombies attacking him. There's only three around him now. The ghost pursues Hutzel. The other ghost has disappeared. It misses Hutzel.
Is my sister still out there? The ghost sister?
Yeah, you don't see her.
Okay. Second.
She's at peace. You killed Brian's brother.
Yep.
She's like, thank you. Then it goes to Albert.
Am I close enough to bar the door now?
There's still a zombie in front of you.
Oh, god damn it.
And is that my zombie? Is that the same zombie?
Yeah, and it goes behind you.
Fuck.
Pick up the zombie.
I need to help you, Hutzel.
Pick up the zombie.
But I still have one more zombie left.
All right.
No, because he's going to take it. He's fighting
the same
zombie?
Is that the same?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Take it, and then I can go for the ghost.
Well, if I take the zombie, I'm going to cleave into the ghost.
All right, do it.
Do what you got to do. All
right, you hit the zombie. All
right, D12?
Yep.
Plus four.
You did not kill it.
Two.
You did take off its hand, but now it's going to stab you with the exposed bone.
Go.
Huh? No, he's attacking the zombie.
Oh.
The zombie's in front of me.
He's trying to close the door.
I need to go after... Wait.
He didn't kill a zombie. You have to take care of the zombie.
He killed one zombie. He saw the other.
No, but there's still the other zombie now because he didn't kill it.
All right. I'm gonna use my staff towards the zombie.
The black one or the regular one?
My big black.
It's still whispering in your ears.
You know what? I'm going to wait.
Isn't there magical lore or whatever?
He did, but it told him that if he became its servant, it would
give him power. Because he rolled low.
No, but I could use my arcane magic to find out about the ghost, right? Could I use it to find out how to defeat the ghost?
Well, he did pretty good. He distracted the ghost.
All right. I'm going to use my big black staff, kill the zombie, get that done, and then we'll worry about your old man withers.
Seven. Yeah,
three.
Yeah. They're very hard to miss the zombies.
Is that 10?
Yep.
Wait, I roll this?
1d8 plus 1.
Yeah. 8.
Now you get the one that would instantly kill a full zombie.
Finally.
But he attacked a weak, wounded one. And you crush that one's skull.
Oh, so it has an instant death effect.
So if it's like a 9.
All right. Now, after you go, the zombies go. Mark is surrounded. And he gets once for 4 damage.
You may want to kick on the armor. You can save yourself some damage.
Now it's Albert.
And the zombie again.
Well, the zombie's dead.
Oh, alright.
There's a ghost behind you. There's 3 zombies that I hit them. And there's 3 zombies cornered 7 villagers in the corner. Another corner.
Fuck the village.
But can I get the door?
You can get the door, but then you won't be able to reach either of them.
Go for the door. Get the door closed. Then we have to worry about anybody else coming in. So long as that door stays open, anybody...
Kill the villagers. Seriously. Just close the door.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It's like, why do we care about these villagers? We don't really know who these people are.
All right. I'll close the door.
All right. You bar the door and drop the wood back in place. And you can move after that. Who are you going to move towards? You won't be able to attack.
Go after the... Help me.
Yeah, help Mark. He's got.
All right, you've been
hurting. I'm like down to 9 right now.
And Kazaa.
Do we still have the ghost to contend with?
Yeah, there's a ghost standing right next to you.
You know, what if I... Can I freeze the ghost with a ray of frost?
They're probably...
I could.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Roll. Well, la di da.
Well, he's.
It's quite shiny.
6 plus. What am I?
Plus 8. So 14.
14.
Ah, you hit. Roll your damage.
Mm-hmm. What does he roll for damage? 8?
1d6 plus 3.
1d6. 6.
Oh, 6, yeah.
The ghost is fading. It's almost entirely translucent.
So it just needs probably one more hit. It's time.
I'll let you deal with the ghost. I gotta help Mark.
Yep, and now it is the zombie. One zombie attacks Hutzel. The other two try to finish off Mark. They both miss. The two villagers die.
We're not very heroic this game.
Oh, no, these people. That would be the top of the order. Enzio?
Taking out a zombie.
Alright.
The wounded one.
I see.
We may have to start going around knifing dead villagers so they don't get back up.
Yeah, 3. I think that's a good idea, Hutzel.
Alright, you killed one of them.
Nice. Down to 2.
Then we go to the last ghost.
A ghost.
Well, not you just dissipated a little bit.
Can I go after him? Or no, it's actually
it's going after you. It missed.
Nice.
And then we go to Albert. There's 2 zombies in front of you that are beating down on Mark.
I'm attacking him.
Whack one.
All right, roll it.
Whack a mole time.
Dude, really? That surprisingly does hit.
Oh my god.
Really?
All you need to do is not roll a 1.
Well, I have a plus 8, so.
Yeah, they have 8 armor class, so as long as you don't roll a 1, you hit them.
Okay.
You are an 6, expert fighter, 6, and these guys right are.
No, I have a D. D.
D12.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
The one right in front of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Five plus 4.
You pull 1's head right off.
Then I cleave into the next one.
Alright, roll again.
Dude,
you still hit.
Yeah.
You are lucky these things are really weak. Because you are the worst roller in this game ever. Do not take you to play craps.
5.
Yeah, it is not an instant kill.
Dang it, man.
Then we go to
Kazaa.
Wounded.
Kazaa.
I am going to use the Ray of Frost at the ghost again.
5.
Plus. What are we looking
plus
at?
Plus 8.
13.
You hit.
Oh, my 8. Okay. 3.
And you killed the ghost.
Yes!
It kind of just vanishes from sight.
Now we know.
Can he move now? Since it's his thing, can he move in direction?
Oh, yeah, he can always move. And then.
Move in direction towards us. Or go towards the villagers.
Your choice.
3 more villagers die. There's still 2 huddled in the corner.
I'm going towards these 2.
Those 2?
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice. Can we scream at the... At least scream at the other
guards? Well,
guard
they're trying
thing?
To fight. They just have no weapons.
Can we at least scream at the guards to go help them out or something? I mean, geez.
If we can get you free, we can go maybe help someone.
The guards actually killed one of the zombies. So there's only 2 over there.
Nice job.
We go to,
zombies?
You.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah, the zombies.
Yeah. Sorry. So I get for helping.
4 damage to you, Mark.
Damn it. Not a 5.
Your mouth closed.
And then we go to Enzio. There is 1 wounded zombie in front of you.
I'm taking the zombie down.
All right, you do it.
18.
Yeah, you hit. And I'm pretty sure you killed.
5.
All right, you stab the last one out. And then we go to... There's no ghost, so we go to Albert.
Head towards the villagers.
Yep.
All right, do it up.
19.
Yeah, you hit. See if you can kill.
This is a 12 for you. Don't look at everything.
Fucking God. Well, can I...
Juice, man. Cleave.
Yeah.
You use Deadly Strike.
Deadly Strike.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck. You might want to use this again.
All right, and then
worst
Kazaa.
Craps player ever.
We have one
there's 2 zombies attacking the villagers.
One of them I wounded.
Yeah.
Go for the wounded zombie, Brian.
I go for the wounded
Hey, do you have...
The staff is whispering again. Before, he's like, I could deal with all your problems.
Yeah. Before yeah, but then I'm going to sell my soul to the devil. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we do all that,
I'll go after the wounded with my big black staff.
Right.
10.
You hit. Roll. 1d8 plus 1.
That's it right there.
Right there.
Yep. Okay, come on.
8.
9.
Oh.
That's a hit. That's we'll a kill.
Fuck up a zombie.
All right, and now the soldiers finish the last zombie off. And there are currently 6 soldiers left. And in this corner, there's only 2 villagers, but there are 7 villagers left. So there's a total of 13 people left alive out of the 34.
Holy shit.
Odds are good.
I suggest we go around and start braining all the dead villagers so they don't get back up and fuck us.
Can I loot?
Thank you yet again for joining us on another episode of Dungeonetics. Of course, we are being provided by the warm gentleman at the B&M Big Podcast. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Twitter, Instagram, and at gmail.com for all your email inquiries. We like to read here at Dungeonetics. Our music is provided by Games Brown. You can find him on Bandcamp and Twitter. And of course, freesounds.org. You'll hear some of their stuff later. Thank you yet again for your listening pleasure. And as always, have an amazing adventure.